Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Department of Agriculture has this lunchtime confirmed an outbreak of the bacterial infection Salmonella in 8 commercial poultry farms. It says the flocks in a number of different locations have been restricted and are now under the control of the department. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGreely has the story. Joe, what is the department saying about this outbreak, the location of these farms and the actions that have been taken to try to contain this?
Yeah, well, the department aren't saying an awful lot. They've given us the bare details that there is an outbreak, that 8 farms are affected. All of them have been restricted, Brian. Restricted means they are no longer poultry are no longer going to be going into the food chain. I understand that in a couple of cases that culling of some of the birds has occurred. Now, this investigation has been ongoing for a number of days, and it seems to have come to the fore after Salmonella was detected in a processing facility some days ago. An intensified swabbing regime then took place across a number of the poultry farms that were supplying this particular facility. A lot of them are in County Cavan, as I understand, but not all. They're in other parts as well. And that led to the discovery of Salmonella in those flocks. So obviously the department is moving quickly now to stop any of those birds getting into the food chain. That's what happens with the restrictions, to try and keep the risk to human health obviously as minimal as possible.
So they believe they've got it in time, and at this stage there's no indication of a warning being issued to consumers or a recall of products on shop shelves?
Nothing at this stage, nothing at all from the department in that regard. And you know, normally in these cases that type of warning would be to the fore in any press releases or any sort of public pronunciations that they would make. So that isn't there. On the basis, I suppose, that once you discover this, you stop those birds from going into the food chain, and then that will reduce the risk, remove the risk, in fact. Now, if it did happen that infected poultry meat got into the food chain, obviously then Salmonella, as we all know, can cause some fairly severe abdominal symptoms, cramps, diarrhea, fever, that kind of a thing. And all the work that takes place all the time, really, in the poultry industry in this regard is to make sure that risk is removed and to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and that's why the department is working with the Food Safety Authority on this, because of the consumer element.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Yeah, no, they haven't said it yet, but I mean, they will be monitoring now to see, are there any clusters, for instance, of infection? If it did occur, that would be obviously a sign for them. That would be a red flag for them as well, to look further and in greater detail in particular areas. But yeah, at the moment that doesn't seem to be the case.
And you mentioned the restrictions that have been placed on these farms. Do we know, or perhaps you said and I missed it, will the flocks be culled as a result of this?
Well, I understand that a couple of flocks have been culled, that the culling is taking place, but that isn't the case in all of them, and the department in that regard are only saying that the restrictions are there.
Right. Joe McGreely, thanks very much indeed for that. More no doubt from you in the course of the day as we get more details.